All right, guys, let's settle down and get started.
Sorry I'm late. I lost track of time and there was an accident in Midtown.
You're fine. We're just about to get started, so take a seat and we can begin. We'll quickly go around and introduce ourselves. Let's start with the first person on the left. Judging by your name tag, you are Aziza? I apologize in advance.
You will refer to me as Queen Aziza, wife of King Alim, Pharaoh of Egypt.
I can tell I'm not going to like this woman.
I agree.
I'm sorry. How rude of me to interrupt your conversation.
Aziza, you need to calm down. Why don't you tell us what brought you to Monsters Anonymous?
Them monsters. Judge for yourself. Four troubled individuals seeking to overcome their inner demons. Episode 1, Monsters Anonymous.
I was the wife of King Alim. He ruled all of Egypt with an iron fist. He would destroy anyone or anything that got in his way. If anyone got out of line, he made sure they suffered the consequences. I was beautiful then. People stared in awe because of my beauty. People worshipped the ground that I walked on. But now, it's all gone. No more power, no more riches, no more beauty. But one of these days, I will regain what is rightfully mine, and I will regain
Thank
my power.
Thank you for getting us started, Aziza. Would anyone like to
Excuse
go-
Excuse me? I was not finished yet, you common peasant.
So let me get this straight. You were once a powerful queen, but now you're not? Which makes you like us, so you should shut up.
Every group of monsters I get are always so overdramatic, and this time it happens to be a mummy.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought. And you're correct. I am a mummy. Does anyone have a problem with that? How dare you laugh at me for what I am? How about you, miss? What are you?
I happen to be a succubus.
A succubus? So that makes you a whore?
Excuse me?
Penny and Aziza, sit down. That's enough. We are going to move on to someone else now.
How dare-
Enough. And Penny, you can keep your comments to yourself. This is a place where we are going to receive help, not a place to start fights. If that's what you want, you could join the boxing lessons down the hall. Now that we have that taken care of, let's move on to someone else. How about the werewolf? Warren, is it?
I'd rather not talk, sir.
This is a place where you can receive help. It's okay. Just let whatever it is off your...
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Is there anyone else who would like to take the floor?
I have something
Aziza, to... Aziza, we have heard enough from you today. It's someone else's turn. The young man sitting next to Penny. Would you like to go?
Sure, why not? Well, my name is Sean, and I have an addiction. My drug of choice is heroin.
Sean, I really appreciate you sharing this with the group. I think it's a great way to open up. How long have you been
using... But the weird thing is, I don't shoot it or snort it. I suck it out of people.
What, like some sort of vampire?
You nailed it on the head. Like some sort of vampire.
Vampire? This is the first time I've had any vampires in one of these sessions.
Well, there's the first time for everything.
Now, I don't mean to cut you short. We are running out of time, and I would like to get to at least a few more people.
I still haven't shared my story.
We already know her story. She's a whore.
Thanks, Aziza. I really appreciate it. Well, my name is Penny, and I'm a succubus. I don't think Aziza's definition of a succubus is quite right, but for now we can leave it at that.
Tell us why you're here.
Well, to be honest, what I am has hurt a lot of people in my life. It's kind of hard to maintain relationships, and it's unfair to those that I've hurt. I wish I can go back and change everything. I wish I hadn't hurt the people that I did. All I want is to make someone happy. But what I am keeps getting in the way.
Aw, look at the little whore cry. A whore doesn't deserve any sympathy. A whore—
Chill, Aziza. You're not helping the situation.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's right. Excuse me. Why don't you come down off that high horse of yours and show some respect? We sat here for nearly an hour listening to you rant. So your Royal Highness— No, wait. I got one better. Royal pain in the ass. Why don't you sit down? You had your turn.
How dare you?
No, how dare you? Penny, please finish your story.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes, Penny, please continue. And Aziza, I would like to talk to you after the session.
No, it's all right. Let's give someone else a chance to share their story.
That's fine with me. But before we move on, I'd like to address some ground rules for Monsters Anonymous.
If you must.
Aziza, you were once a noblewoman. People respected you for your power and your beauty. They worshipped the ground you walked on. That was then, Aziza. Treating someone disrespectfully and calling people names isn't going to get you anywhere. You're demanding respect for who you once were. There's nothing wrong with that, but before that can happen, you have to learn to give people respect before you can receive it. Yes, can I help you?
Is this advanced dog training technique?
No, that's the last door on the right. I hope Aziza doesn't...
Warren the Werewolf. I think you're in the wrong place. Dog training is down the hall. And as for you, Robert, you fail to—
Fail to what, Aziza? Fail to understand? But I do understand. I might not have personally gone through what you are, but we are all here to help you, Aziza. That is why you are here in the first place. Why do you think the zombie is here, or why the werewolf or the robot is here? They have problems just like yourself.
Hey,
it's a turn off, and will it—
I'm sorry for the way Aziza has been treating you.
Wanting to help you.
Do you want to grab a drink afterward and let off a little steam? My treat.
I really appreciate the offer, Sean, but I've got some stuff I need to take care of. Can I take a rain check?
I might have to ask you to seek help elsewhere.
How about you, big guy? Want to grab a drink and blow off some steam?
The question is to you, Aziza.
I don't
think
so.
The help that I am willing
Maybe
to
some
give
other time,
in a fashion where it can be achieved respectfully? I think we accomplished a lot today. You are all free to go. Until next time. Oh, and don't forget that Halloween is approaching. I believe we have a meeting on that day, so feel free to dress up if you want. I also heard that there is a carnival as well. You might want to check that out.
Can Aziza adjust to modern times? Seems like they could all use some alone time. This episode of Inner Demons was written by Joe DeLong. Our cast featured Evan Wofsonaker as Robert, Tara Keneally as Aziza, Steve Allman as Sean, Larissa Perrin as Penny, George Burnett as Warren, plus the talents of Nate Brandel, Ella Rakowski, Edward Bosco, Becca Wallace, Robert McCarthy, Eric Pabramski, Tony Malishak, and David Sparacio. Inner Demons was directed by Greg Krajewski, assistant director David Sparacio.
Music composed by Hannah Liberty.
Post-production by Rob DeVore, technical director Eric Pabramski. Next time, Inner Demons Episode 2, An Ordinary Day.
This program was produced for Columbia College Chicago School of Media Arts, Radio Department, Barbara Calabrese Chair, and WCRX-FM, the student-run radio station of Columbia College Chicago.